Marshfield's selectmen met last night, and joining us this morning with a recap is Town Administrator Michael Maresco. Mr. Maresco, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us, and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Dion. Likewise, Happy New Year to you and the listeners.
So one of the key items on last night's agenda was an interview for and vote for treasurer-collector. How did that turn out?
That is correct. We had two fine candidates that the selection committee had recommended to the Board of Selectmen for interview. The selectmen interviewed Petow Sue and Lisa Clark. Petow Sue came from Massport, and Lisa Clark, who was selected last night, was the town treasurer-collector in the town of Randolph, and former treasurer-collector in Sharon, and former treasurer-collector in Rockland. So she came with a great deal of experience running the treasurer-collector's office, and now we'll begin the process. Once she clears the background check, we'll negotiate a contract, and the goal is to have her on board, as soon as possible, and no later than February 1st.
And what stood out with this applicant?
Really was her experience. It's key. She's a certified treasurer-collector. She has a great depth of experience going back to her days in Rockland, where she was actually elected treasurer-collector. Then she was over in Sharon, Mass, and then in Randolph. And it's really about day-to-day management of the cash. It's about investments. It's about working on the budgetary matters and working with the various town departments. She has great communication and thorough knowledge of what you need to know to be a very successful treasurer-collector.
There was also a discussion and vote on OSHA ETS to select a conditional vaccination policy the board would adopt and implement.
That is correct. As folks know, the case itself was tied up in the 6th District Court. Now they're waiting to see if the Supreme Court's going to take it up. But in any case, we've been advised by Labor Counsel Clifford and Kenny that the board needed to adopt a policy. And last night they had the opportunity to do a mandatory policy where simply you either get your shots and your booster by a set date or you're terminated. Or you do a modified, and the board went with a modified plan where they have this, we still recommend that the board recommends that people get their shot, gets their booster. If they choose not to do that, then they have to wear a face mask all the time while they're in the building working, and they need to be tested every 3 days at their own expense. And, if you adopted either version, it's going to require impact bargaining with our union. So this morning I'll get a letter out to our unions and we'll begin the process to impact bargain so that we're ready in the event that the Supreme Court takes up that case.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Absolutely, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you. You
Bye-bye.
As well.